Hey there, welcome back.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We just love having you guys. Love having your support. Following up on my discussions and different things, asking for information. I feel like we're providing some information here that's used by the community, and we're really happy to be here. And you can always ask if I can't help you directly, I can certainly get you some information or contact information that will certainly help you with your issue, whether it's, you know, land use, building, pricing, buying, selling, upsizing, downsizing. One of the things that we're going to start carrying a little bit more, doing a little bit more, is talking a little bit more about, you know, what the specialization calls senior real estate specialist. You know, there's a lot of people that are transitioning at different times in their life. They're downsizing. They have aging parents. They have they're aging themselves. There's things that are changing in their housing needs and how that works and how that goes forward. And once again, it's a great place to have somebody that's knowledgeable and experienced to help you navigate that. Because it's a scary time. You know, we're moving into a situation where it's a little bit unknown, and we'll try to get more and more information here on the show to be able to share that information. Or if you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to go to my website or send me an email direct, fred@dukewarner.com. Always happy to help. So this is another one of those things. And kind of in the last hour, I was talking about, you know, how we've sort of been lulled to sleep in the passiveness of our savings account that, well, gosh, it doesn't really make any difference anyway. You know, they don't pay any interest, so there's no reason to go take a look at it. When, in fact, this is probably a good time to go take a look at it. You can probably get a little return and all that sort of thing. I mean, if you got $100,000 in savings, that's $5,000 over the year. That's probably worth getting up off the sofa and going to talk about. And the same thing that we kind of take, I think, a little bit for granted is our home and how we approach our home. And, you know, here it's kind of like with the, I call it the monopoly money years, you know, where money was just so cheap that nobody really cared anything about it. But what it did is it forced prices to go up because people kind of felt like they got money for free. So the difference between $10,000 and $20,000 was just a shrug of the shoulders. It didn't really mean anything, you know, and sure, we'll do that. Well, now we're back at a time where money's a little bit more expensive and the things are changing. So it doesn't necessarily mean that your house is appreciating in value $100,000 a year automatically every year that you put it there. I mean, during those times, I had people tell us that, well, yeah, no matter what you list your property for, it's going to sell for $100,000 more than the list price. And it's like, well, no, not really. I mean, that makes good fodder for the newspaper, but it's really not necessarily the way it is out here on the streets. And I'm certain as a buyer, you're not running around happy with the prospect of like, oh, that's all right, honey, whatever the price is, we'll just throw another $100 on there and we'll be fine. I don't think it happens quite that way. But with our home, this is a home, and I'm talking to young and old alike here. There's a couple of them, probably even talking to myself. You know, one of the things that is kind of really important is keeping records. And even if it's nothing more than a brown manila envelope that's in the same place so that everything that's related to that goes in that brown manila envelope, it doesn't have to be much more than that. Obviously, anything more than that is better, but that is dramatically better than nothing. And the reason that I bring that up is, pardon me, when we're dealing with our assets and when we're dealing with our home particularly, you know, we had all of that talk of the, you know, the Silicon Valley Bank and what's going to happen. And gosh, you know, 95% of their deposits were over the $250,000 limit, but the FDIC came in and made them whole anyway. Well, the median price point for most of our homes have increased like 110% over the last 10 years. So any of the things that we have that are associated with it, you know, we may not be current on them. Obviously, one of the first ones is insurance. You know, if you bought your house, you've had the same insurance agent, you've been sitting there for 25 years or whatever, and he still thinks that you can rebuild your house for $100,000, and you know that you can't even get a contractor to come out and take a look at the job for $100,000, maybe you're underinsured. Probably a pretty good possibility. And with the market as dynamic as it has been, that's one of the first things you should be doing is touching base with your insurance agent and having him do a review with you. It may mean that your premium is going to go up a little bit better, but the other end of it, if the loss is you lose your house and you've only got $100,000 worth of insurance and it's going to cost $500,000 to rebuild it, where's that four going to come from? Because the insurance company isn't going to go, oh yeah, we were right, you're right, we'll just throw in another $400,000. So that's why it's important to you to get in front of your insurance agent to make certain that you have adequate coverage for your property in the event of a loss. You know, maintaining, maintenance is king. Water, no water leaks, no water problems, no mold and mildew, all that sort of thing. Get on it, take care of it. Anything that you do to increase your value, make sure that you document everything. You know, minimize your tax liability when you sell it, your remodeling projects and all that sort of thing. Some of it's probably going to fall into the category of normal wear and tear. Some of the other stuff is actually going to fall into the category of improved value, and it's going to increase your basis and reduce your taxable event when you sell the property. And I can hear the music there coming in, but just, you know, remember there's a difference between normal wear and tear and documenting any improvements that you're doing, and make sure that you keep that, whether you're using a software program like, you know, QuickBooks or something like that to keep it, or once again, you've just got a vanilla envelope that you stash the stuff in. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Always visit my website, AskFredJohnson.com, or send me an email direct at Fred@DukeWarner. It's been a pleasure having you here at Ask Fred Johnson today on FM News 100, 1110, KBND.